With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. The Agricultural Bank of Namibia has rolled out a drought relief subsidy plan in the form of an installment relief and a penalty interest waiver for its clients. Agribank spokesperson Philemon Nangonia says that the relief is effective today, the 10th of July, 2024.
In terms of the second option, the option is covering the waiving of penalty interest. And this is looked at to be around 83 million Namibia dollars for the financial year April 2024 to March 2025. This is mainly for all the accounts that are in arrears. In terms of ensuring sustainability for the bank and also supporting clients, is that the available funds that were availed by government were credited to accounts of clients whose installment will fall due this financial year and also whose past due accounts were in arrears.
Namibia is experiencing a rise in food insecurity, with a new report showing a 19% increase in the number of affected individuals, growing from 1.2 million to 1.4 million. The Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Report for July to September 2024 says the increase has been caused by difficult climatic conditions worsened by El Nino. The most impacted regions are Kavango West, Kavango East, and Omaheke, where up to 70% of the population is facing food insecurity. The inaugural Giga Connectivity Forum is taking place at the ITU headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland, bringing together high-level representatives from ministries of education, ICT and communications, regulatory authorities to network and share best practices for achieving universal school connectivity by 2030. Speaking from Geneva, Switzerland, Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture Executive Director Sanet Steenkamp.
Essentially, the outcome of the event is not just to increase regional collaboration, but also to accelerate the impact of GIGA at the global level. And that can only happen if all of us open ourselves up through knowledge exchange and community building.
South Africa's former Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Naledi Pandor, has drawn parallels between the struggles of Palestinians and South Africans during apartheid.
When the United Nations was established, the intention was always that we would resolve conflict by peaceful means, negotiate, engage, and that we had a universal forum. However, as we've seen, it is easier to resort to arms than to sit down and engage.
And as U.S. President Joe Biden hosts a summit of NATO leaders in Washington, Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, who's also a Democrat, is indicating that the discussion about the future of his presidential re-election bid is not over yet.
Appearing on MSNBC, Nancy Pelosi appeared to ignore the fact that the president says his mind is made up and he's staying in the race.
It's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
But not that short, because she indicated Democrats should ease off while the president is hosting more than 30 world leaders at the NATO summit.
Let him deal with this NATO conference. This is a very big deal. Let's just hold off. Whatever you're thinking, either tell somebody privately, but you don't have to put that out on the table.
The Biden re-election campaign will view Mrs. Pelosi's comments with horror, fearing that she is no longer firmly adhering herself to the president's train.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.